Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Giving Tuesday today, and as you might have heard from other places, this is the day after you've spent all your money on Internet Monday or whatever it was, whatever's left over, we'd love for you to give. We'll match it with our matching gift of up to $50,000. And Larry, tell us why it is important for people to give today.
Well, it's important because it's a match. It's important because it's the New Life. And I want to tell you another reason it's important. Becky Brown this morning was talking to a friend of New Life, and this is what they said. They made a gift for the match and said, I want to give because I want to ensure that New Life Live stays on radio. We've learned so much from listening, and it's so important to continue getting the message out. It's helped our family. I know New Life Live is helping so many people.
And amen.
So that's it in a nutshell, pretty simple. We could get into details of stories and how that happened.
I've got another reason.
Yeah.
4% of the American population carries a Christian worldview.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm. Now, that is shocking, but listen to this. When they ask people, what denomination are you or what faith? The people that I'm about to quote are evangelical Christians.
Yeah.
58% of the people that said they were evangelical Christians believe that Jesus, 58% believe that God accepts the worship from every religion just like he does from Christians, even though Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, this is another one. 44% of people that say they're evangelical Christians believe Jesus was a great teacher, but not God. Why would that have anything to do with New Life? Well, when we started New Life, we said we're going to make the foundation truth, true truth. Everything we do is based on God's truth. And His truth says, this is all about Jesus. And the reason we do what we do is a lot of folks get tripped up, or they're born with things that trip them up that destroy or hamper their relationship with Christ. That's why people, some are called to teach the truth, others are called to help folks who can't integrate that truth into their life fully. That's what a counselor, a Christian counselor, needs to be doing. So we preach truth, and we teach the responsibility of every Christian to do whatever you need to do so that you can experience God's love and share God's love.
Amen.
Yes. Well, and it just shows, those stats just show how the ideas of the world seep into our churches.
Amen.
And Christianity, right? Yeah. And we need to go back to the basics.
I was talking about that with men's group this morning at breakfast, and these guys were very upset because their pastor, when we had a proposition that we had to vote on earlier this month, mm-hmm. about a woman's right to choose abortion.
Right.
No pastor spoke up about it. No, nobody said anything. My pastor spoke up and said, this is not a political discussion. This is about God's truth. And God's truth is thus and so. He quoted a thing from Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And we need more pastors to do that. Stick to the truth, not what the
Right. Even though people's points may have merit, right, God's truth overrides Absolutely. Those things.
I'll give you another example of that afterwards. But please, 1-800-NEW-LIFE to give here to New Life on Giving Tuesday. It will be matched.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. If you want to join us, Mark Cameron is here and glad to have you back. Mark, Dr. Jill Hubbard is here.
Yes.
And just one more comment about political things. You know, some people say that when a woman decides that she wants her values supported, while other values that she doesn't agree with are actually put out there. They're delivered by the school system. She just wants hers supported, not promoted. Some people say, well, that's just political if she gets involved like that. No, upholding your moral values is not a political thing. Mm. People make it political, but it isn't. And we need to be equipped and inspired to make a difference in our little small world, and then that makes a difference in the bigger world, whatever it is that we believe. But Jill, yeah, whatever.
Before I leave, because you guys got to take calls, I just want to tell folks how to give.
The matching thing, the text.
You can go online, and there's an easy way to give online. You can call 800-NEW-LIFE, or if you want to text, match G, that's the word match with the G right behind it, to 28950. And that'll help you get your gift matched up to the $50,000.
Yeah, so you, M-A-T-C-H-G right. is what you text to this, 28950.
Right.
So you go to your texting and you type in the address 28950, and in the message you right. text M-A-T-C-H-G.
Perfect.
And you'll be there. Okay. All right, thank you, Larry. And, go ahead, Jill.
So can I go back to my point that has nothing
yes,
to do, Larry,
please.
With the matching gift that I think is absolutely wonderful, and I hope people do that? Just to summarize, Steve, so what you're saying is our faith, our Christianity, is not political at all. And it's in a different realm, but it impacts our world view in which politics is a part of, right?
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, hold on just a second, Larry. Let's go to our first call here and see what Patty has to say. Patty from Dallas, Texas, listening on KWRD. Hi, Patty. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great today. I've been blessed by y'all very much.
Wonderful.
I talked to y'all 2 weeks ago about my husband and his sexual integrity.
Yes.
And you guys really made it plain that I needed to get some backbone. And I needed to stand up to him, and I needed to tell him exactly what I wanted and what I expected. And I told him that I needed him to go to Every Man's Battle, and he has signed up to go there on this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
In Dallas.
Wow.
Patty, that
Yay.
Is
good
such
you,
great
yes.
news, and good for him mm-hmm. for valuing yes. you mm-hmm. enough to want to go. And let me just say this. It could have gone a different way. Mm-hmm. He could have said no, which would have meant he valued himself, his things, and what he does more than you. Praise God. And you know, here's the thing. So often a man is going to live up to the requirement that his wife has. And if there's no requirement, he just runs loose. You step in and you do this, and now he has so much hope for getting better. I love that. Thank you for that.
But I think the scary thing is that the woman doesn't know, will he live up to my expectations?
That's right.
And
That's
the fear
right.
of him not,
Yep.
And then losing out, then having to realize that, I think,
yeah.
is hard. So that's where women need to get, where they're ready to know the truth.
Yes,
that's right. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And a side note to all of this is one of my best friends that I worked with for over 2 years, her and her husband she's caught him in an integrity situation as well, and which is kind of ironic that she texts me about this thing. But I told her, I said, you stand up and you tell him to go to Dallas and get into Every Man's Battle this weekend. Now, if she can get him to do that, I don't know. But y'all pray for us and them.
Yeah.
And that God opens their ears and their hearts, and that they can learn as well as the wives can learn during this time. But I'm going to enjoy the 3 days just by myself, too.
Well, done for being brave, Patty. I think you're becoming that model, and your friends are starting to look to you, so well done.
Did I send you worthy of her trust, Patty?
Absolutely, and I want to tell you all, you guys are so much of a blessing. I've listened to you for years. I mean, I don't want to tell you how old I am, because that's a bad thing too for a woman. Anyway, but I feel much better. I'm thankful for the information that you guys gave me. I realized a lot, even what my, it just aligned with exactly what my counselors had said. And it's like it did not click with my counselor. But when I heard you guys, and then I went back and I watched it on the YouTube channel again, oh my gosh, it's like God opened it up for me. Mm-hmm. And it says, all right, Patty, you need to do this. And I have been so fearful because of the abandonment of him just walking off and leaving me.
Yeah. Right.
That I've just hung on to, okay, it's all right, whatever he does, you know. And at my age, you're taught the man is the king of the castle, and you just walk 3 steps behind him. Well, Patty's learning that's not the way it is.
Well, and there's nothing, and there's nothing, many men hate this. There's nothing in the Bible that supports that view of a marriage relationship.
Nope.
And anybody that wants to challenge that, call me. I've literally spent more than 5 minutes on this. In fact, Fred Stoker and I wrote the book, Every Man's Marriage on Mutual Submission, which is a very biblical view of mutuality in marriage, not dictator doormat. And many times I speak on this, I'm not the favored speaker, because exactly the way you described it, Patty, is how many people are living, and it's not right.
Well, and women get hung up on that head of household, right?
Exactly,
that he's supposed to be the head, and we're supposed to submit, and they miss the part about mutual submission. We each have our roles.
Yeah.
I'd never been taught about the mutual submission. I'd never been taught that it's always the man is the head of the household and the women bring up the rear end. And
well, wait, hold on. Pretty much that is true. A man is to be the head of household. Now, if I'm head of household and I'm following Jesus' model, and I'm also following the scripture that is directed to men right after the passage on submission to women, 43 words to women on submission, 109 words to men on dying to self, following a verse, Ephesians 5:21, that says, submit yourselves one to another out of reverence for Christ. If I follow Christ's model about being head of household, well, he's head of the universe because he's God. He died for us. So as head of household, I need to be the first person to give up my agenda for the greater good of the family, which means I might have to skip my golf match on Saturday because my family needs me. As head of household, I am the first one in the family as the head to be up and down on my knees to pray for my family. As head of household, I need to be the one modeling, reading scripture before anything in my day takes place. And as head of household, I need to model asking for forgiveness and asking God to forgive those who hurt me. I need to model that, as Jesus did on the cross. Father, forgive them. So the head of household, sorry to say this, guys, it needs to look more like Jesus than Adolf Hitler or Stalin, you see, for you to truly be a Christ-centered head of household, you are to serve as head of household above all else.
So what you're saying, Steve, really is leading by example. If you're going to be that head of household, if you're going to be that leader, then lead by example. Be that servant leader that Christ taught us to be.
Well, right. And where do you get the idea that head of household means I shut down and put down my partner?
Right.
And then I tell everybody what to do. What a sick interpretation of Scripture. And what a total neglect of the life of Christ if that's what you think head of household means. And listen, I'm talking to a lot of people right now. That is what you think it means. And it isn't. But by the same token, it also isn't being a passive people pleaser and letting a female walk all over you or put you in a one-down position where she's the angry mother and you're the little childish boy. That's not it either. That's not mutual. It goes both ways. But very, very few people are talking about this kind of marriage. And this is the marriage that God honors, this kind of mutuality. And I'm glad that you called. And I will send you a copy of Every Man's Marriage. All right. Let's go. By the way, Every Man's Battle is this weekend. So you could be like Patty. You could say to him, I'd like you to get this taken care of this year. Here's the last Every Man's Battle. I need you to go. And the only reason you wouldn't go is you care more about you than you care about me. More about you than you care about our family. More about you than you care about the future of this relationship and the children and the grandchildren to come. All right, let's go to Lisa. Powder Springs, Georgia, WNIV. Hi there.
Hi, how are you all doing?
Well, I do not feel well, Lisa, and sometimes when I don't feel well, I rant a little bit more than normal. So let's see how I can do with whatever you have to bring up.
Okay, well, thank you all for taking my call. I listen every day. You all give such good advice. I had to bring this to you because I'm kind of stumped on how to approach it. The situation is I have a 18-year-old son. His dad and I have been divorced since he was four, so for 14 years.
Yeah.
And he is actually started college in the fall, August of this year. So his dad and I have always had a, since the divorce, it's just been awful as far as him paying, you know, he just felt like he should not have to pay child support. He's like, you're working, why am I having to pay, you know, going back and forth to court. It's always been that dynamic. So now that, you know, child support is over, he graduated, started school. So I had to tell my son that, well, you know, if your dad is going to, you know, help with any of your college expenses, you know, all he has to do, I was telling him that he can sign on, you know, telling my son, you know, he could tell his dad to sign on and, you know, you just go online and pay. So he said, well, no, dad wants to talk to you first. So I thought that was kind of strange, but so Dad did call me, and, you know, through my son's phone, and he said, well, I just have one question. And I said, well, what is the question? And he said, well, what did you do with all the money that I paid you for 14 years?
Let me ask you a question before we go to a break. Lisa, does your former husband claim to be a believer or not?
He claims that, but he is not.
Uh-huh. Okay.
In my opinion. He claims that.
I am so sorry that you're having to deal with this. And we're going to talk about it right after this, and I'll try not to say more than I should. We'll be back. 1-800-229-3000.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and before we go back to Lisa, just want to mention that Every Man's Battle is this weekend in Dallas. You call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Emotional freedom. Boy, that's a powerful one. January the 21st, online. Lose It for Life, January the 28th, online. We only do it one time a year. This would be a good one. Good time to start. Intimacy in Marriage, February 17 through 19 in Orange County. And Restore, February 24 through 26. We'd love for you to come and join us. It could change everything. Right now, we're talking to Lisa, and she has an ex-husband who didn't want to pay child support and then would like to take the small amount he did and say that that should cover everything for college. Lisa, what else do you want to add to this?
Yes. I wanted to add that when he was on speaker on my son's phone, you know, my son heard that. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, the money that you paid was for the support of your son. It was for food. It was for clothing. It was for school. It was, you know. And so at that point, you know, the conversation was going downhill. So my son went upstairs to finish talking with him. So when he came down, my son said, well, Mom, he said that he paid you, and I guess he had totals, you know, every month times a year times 14 years. And my son came with this large amount of money, and he said, well, Mom, I guess I'm not understanding why you didn't save it, which really hurt. It hurt me because Dad had not, you know, he had paid the child support because I forced him to with court, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But my son, I guess my question is, how do I, and my son, he is in college the first semester. Me and him, we scraped everything together. He did get a scholarship from my church. So, you know, I'm just thinking down the line. So my question is, how do I guess, explain this to my son. He wants to protect his dad. Mm-hmm. This has been going on for 14 years, but he knows I do everything for him, but my son doesn't want to make dad look bad or anything. Mm-hmm. So that's my first question. What would that conversation be like? And the second question is, why do teenagers, kids, or even young adults, why do they side or why are they loyal with the parent who does nothing, but the parent who does everything? We just don't get the respect or
great question.
I just don't understand.
Yeah. So,
okay,
Lisa,
so let's start with the first question, and the
Lisa,
first question is
okay. The first question is how to explain to her son.
Yeah.
So let me just say, first of all, I'm so sorry you're going through this. You are not alone. What you're describing is such a common, typical pattern in divorce families. In divorce, you know, nobody wins, and both sides feel shortchanged and cheated. And so, and a lot of spouses who have to pay child support or spousal support feel like somehow it's for the wife, right? It's somehow she's getting all of their money. So one of the things, and I was saying at the break, is people continue to show you who they are, and which is part of why perhaps you're divorced, right? So in divorce, you get the parts of a person that you didn't like instead of the good parts. So this is so with your son, I think, and this is common ploy with like dads doing to kids, because it does sound like a lot of money when you add it up. And kids mm-hmm. have no concept of what mm-hmm. things cost, right? Of just, and that part of this is you're providing a home and all these things. This is so mm-hmm. that they can live. This is as if dad were there paying his half. This is what that money is going for.
It sounds like his dad has a very childlike view mm-hmm. of that concept of mm-hmm. what you're saying there, Joe, of how much it actually costs.
Right, right. Yeah.
I don't agree with that, Mark, because I don't think it's a childlike view. I think it's a self-serving mm-hmm.
I think
view.
It's selfish, yeah.
That a man will look at anything, draw up any excuse, when he is serving one of two masters. You can't be a person mastered by money. And that can be mm-hmm. great wealth you never share, or it can be little dollars that you're not willing to pay that you're supposed to pay. And I think mm-hmm. that he is a lover of money. Mm-hmm. That is his master.
Mm-hmm. Or self.
And then he has to try to rationalize that, yes, self or money, to his son. And, well, now we can get into that second question. Well, have you fully answered the first one on how does she tell him?
Well, I think maybe let's jump into the second one and we'll come back to that because
yeah, okay.
it kind of explains it.
Mm-hmm. It really does. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be back after this. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com if you need some help. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. Really hoping that you will support us today. It's Giving Tuesday. And as my voice is giving way, I hope that you will give generously to New Life because we have a big mission. And the world has never needed what we do more. 25% increase in anxiety and depression just as a result of COVID. Now add inflation and all the other stuff. We got a lot of people that need a lot of help, and we want to reach them. We'll be back.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible personal size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life pen and highlighter, and a New Life zippered tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and it is Giving Tuesday. And supposedly, everybody across this country are giving to things that they believe in. And just ask you to do that today. If you love this program, you just go to your phone and you text a word to this number. You type in this number, 28950, that's the address, and then in the message you text MATCHG, and that will tell you how to give instantly to our Giving Tuesday matching fund of $50,000. So whatever you give, it is doubled. Now, we're talking with Lisa, and we're about to answer a really important question. Why is it that a child will side with the partner that has the bigger problem, the man in this case and in many, and yet the mother is doing the best that she can? So, Jill, Mark, who wants to start with that answer?
Yeah, well, I think kids tend to idealize parents, especially the parent who is the one who's not as involved. And to explain what I was saying before about that childlike view, I think the stages of development that we all need to go through and accomplish, and I think that's what I meant by that childlike view.
I didn't mean to argue.
No, that's okay.
But I was trying to accentuate
that. Good, I'm glad you're
point.
Redefining
no,
it.
No, you are 100% right, Steve, in that sense that it's selfishness, right? Because
yeah.
there's this mm-hmm. stage
Which
of development.
Which is childish.
Exactly, because there's a stage of development that we need to go through that we recognize others outside of ourselves and other people's needs. And it sounds like your husband is stuck in that selfishness and he hasn't got to that part. And I'm wondering for you, Lisa, it sounds like your son probably primarily lived with you, and that's why your ex-husband has no concept of what it costs to raise a child. I was a single parent for 7 years, never received child support, and even through now, my son's 17, never received 1 cent of child support. So I understand how hard that is, how much it costs. And so, and I can understand, again, your son, he's still a dependent. Yes, he's an adult at 18, technically, in the eyes of the law, but he's got a lot to grow through, too. So I would sit down with your son, because it can seem like a little bit of sticker shock when you break it all down, right, and you add up all the numbers. But I would teach your son how to budget. And he's at college right now, and I would start there, and I would say, okay, you know, son, let's look at your budget, what you have for college, and go through that. Then let's look at, you know, and then I would break down your budget a little bit and show him. Not that you have anything to prove, but it's just an opportunity to teach, I think.
Right. And that the money wasn't just to give. A lot of kids say, well, why don't you just give the money to me? Mm-hmm. Right. And no, that they don't understand the purpose, and ex-spouses don't understand it either. And I think, Lisa, because he lived with you, and you're the mom, right? He is secure with you. And the person that is away, that's been maybe intermittently involved or withholding, right? There's not that security, right? And so there is a longing for that connection, even with a not-so-good parent. The kids still have a longing. And then you add that it's a boy. And by the time they reach, like, high school, they've gotten most of what they need from moms. It's not that they don't need us still, but we make them feel young, and they're ready to feel older. And that's what they need a dad for. So they will try in every which way they can to make that dad good. Because they need him, and they need something from him. So they'll even make themselves bad in order to make him good. So your son is secure with you. You know, if he makes you a little bit bad, you're not going to go away. But if he does that to dad may go away. And then what does he do, right? And then it's, what does that mean about him if his dad left him? Because he already left his mom.
And I believe that I think you having a conversation with your 18-year-old and explaining exactly why this is happening. Now, son, you know that I love you. I'm never going anywhere. And yet you're believing your father is making a good point here. When in reality, college education actually usually in most cases costs more than all the child support that's been paid in 14 years. But you tell him, here, it's natural what you're doing, but just because it's natural doesn't mean you need to be like everybody else and fall into it. I believe you can see above this. You do need your dad. You do love your dad. But this is a situation where you need to accept a problem that your dad has. He doesn't want to pay money to me, and he doesn't want to pay money for your education. He doesn't want to do that. Now, that's what we're dealing with. None of the previous support was meant for education. You should be asking him
college education.
College education. You should be asking him, Dad, how much did you save for my college education? Because Mom got less than you. You made more money than Mom over those years. How much did you save? Those are the kinds of things. And, you know, I really hope and pray that your son will listen to you.
Well, and also I think, Lisa, to say, you know, have you ever known me as your mom? To be dishonest, to lack integrity about money, and hopefully he hasn't, Lisa, right?
Yeah.
Or
no.
To cheat you in any way. If anything, I will sacrifice myself to give you more.
Absolutely.
So remind him of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you need to prove yourself to him, Lisa.
No.
Just show more of who you are to him.
Yeah.
You've been there. You've been the consistent one.
That's right.
And yeah.
All right. I'm so glad you called, and I'm going to send you a copy, Take Your Life Back. I hope you're going to like that. And then I'm going to send you this book by Jill, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, and that's something that would be great for you to go over with him. Let's go to Laura, Louisville, Kentucky, watches on the New Life Live YouTube channel. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi. I felt pulled to just call because I had the same exact ex-husband.
Yes.
Obviously, still do. And he left when she was 2.5, and she's 26 and going to be married in June. And I became a Christian shortly after all that, and I learned that the best thing for your child is just to try not to bash them because you don't have to because their character shows themselves. And our children know who is always there for them. And the things that get said back and forth, of course, is just because out of that parent's guilt. But what I'm trying to say is I killed him with kindness even when I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Because of the child and her not having to be pulled like that, even though it would happen anyway.
But let me clarify something, Laura.
I just want to encourage her.
Okay, but yes? Let's clarify that it isn't bashing your ex when you point out the truth to an 18-year-old.
Well, that
it's
is
one
true.
Thing
right.
if it's a you know, a 12-year-old, 11-year-old, but this is an 18-year-old boy, and she's simply pointing out the reality here and believing that he's going to be able to see kind of what he's falling into. I so appreciate your comment. Here's the bottom line. Does anybody have a scripture that says, enable evil in your own home? Say nothing when evil is happening in your own home. No, there isn't anything. We must not enable evil. We must rebuke it. We must confront it. We must talk about it. All right. How about we go to, let's go to Stephanie, Orlando, Florida. Hi, Stephanie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
My heart for a little while here. So my husband and I have been married 19 years, and we were born again during that time. And we're very close with our mother-in-law, and we have two kids, and we spend a lot of time together on a daily basis and a weekly basis. And she's not born again. She grew up Catholic and then straight from the church and then became spiritual, I guess you could say, and attends a spiritual church that is not does not believe in Jesus Christ as being the Son of God or the Triune God or anything of that sort.
Right.
And she recently joined the choir there. So the holidays are coming up, and she wants all of us to go to her church and support her in the choir, and you have to buy tickets to get in. And so I was kind of torn about it because I know that their belief system is not in line with the Christian belief system like ours at all.
Yeah.
And so I called the church and I asked them, you know, for the ticket price that we're going to be paying, are you guys collecting that for local missions, you know, around town or anything that you're going to be donating it to? And they said, no, it's strictly for our church here, our church operation. So my question is,
I get it. Hold on.
Gotta
go to this break. Hold on.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and I always love it when the tough questions come and we have to go to a break because then we're able to really think it through, because this is one of those tough situations. And the situation is simply that mom is in the choir at a church that doesn't believe in Jesus. And so they're charging tickets. Should the family pay for those tickets like the mother wants and go watch her be in the choir at Christmas? Well, Jill and Mark,
we've already been discussing.
We have. On the one hand, you can see why someone would not want to pay anything to an organization that doesn't believe in Jesus. I would say this: we're paying a lot of money for a lot of different services to companies that not only don't believe in Jesus, they hate the word Christian. But I can see why you wouldn't want to do that. But then again, she isn't a believer, and she doesn't really understand the difference. And as controversial... Go ahead, Jill.
Well, I won't have to hang myself. Okay, we were talking about really choosing to lean into relationship. She's not a Christian, or she does, like you said, Steve, she doesn't get it. So if you just stand on your principles, no, we're not going to support that, it's cultic or whatever, what kind of message does that give to the mother-in-law, right? She really just wants you to come hear her sing, right, and see the show. And if you lean into relationship, perhaps then you can get her to come to your church for things as well.
Right, and that's what it sounds like she asked you, Stephanie. You said that she asked you to go and support her. And as I think about it, right, I know that you asked, does the money go to missions? But when churches give money to missions, it's to farm the unbelievers, right? And so you might want to look at it that way, is that I'm sure it's not thousands of dollars to go to this event, but you might be paying money, and yes, it might be going to the church operations that you don't believe in, but you're the sole reason why you're going is to support your mother-in-law, and so that just might be a cost.
So she's their mission field.
Exactly. And so I think if you think of it that way, it might help reconcile it for you.
Now, just anybody.
It really did. Yeah, I mean, I got in the call today, and just by not coincidence, but 1 John 4 came on, which prompted the call to you guys, because when you start talking and you read through 1 John 4, I was like, do I need as a Christian to be concerned about this or not? And I thank you guys for taking the time and clearing it up with me, because I was also trying to look at it like Jesus' whole point was us for to love one another and to show her love is to go, you know, in that Christian way and without prejudice, you know. But it was interesting.
Yeah, and Jesus went to see Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus was all about the money. But through love, compassion, care, communication, he wasn't anymore. And I totally, no one needs to criticize, because we get it that somebody would say, don't do anything like this, you know. But I really do think this is more relation building with a person who doesn't know Jesus. I think that's really where the priority is here. And if you were having to pay $8,000, that'd be one thing. But a little ticket.
Right. But the cost of a ticket, don't even worry about it. Well, thank you guys so much.
Okay. I'm glad you called.
I appreciate it.
And I'm going to send you the 1-year Bible for women that my wife did all the devotional and commentary for, and it is wonderful. Speaking of wonderful, Larry Stoudenberg is back in the studio here. Larry?
Steve, it's Giving Tuesday.
It is.
Typically, this time of the program, with Every Man's Battle coming this weekend, I'd read a testimony about that and we'd talk about it. But let me just say, guys, you need to go to that. It's coming this weekend. And I want to talk a little bit about Giving Tuesday real quick. Three ways to give that are simple. One is call 800-NEW-LIFE.
Yes.
And the other is to go online to newlife.com. And it's a very simple way to, right on the homepage, you'll be instructed how to give. And then you can text to give. You go to your text, and for the address of where to text, you type in 28950. And then the substance of the text is the word match, M-A-T-C-H, with the letter G after it. Match G. And then you hit send, and you'll be prompted for an amount to give and what to do. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Why to give? A couple of quick little testimonies about our radio program. May our God continue to bless all the awesome therapists with wisdom and insight to further help those of us stuck in hard places. We are inspired, guided, and sustained through your ministry. Or here's one, I work from home and listen to New Life for years and am now a supporter. All the fabulous hosts, guests, and array of written material have helped me to become an overcomer. Keep doing what you do with speaking the truth in love with laughter. And one more. As a leader of a small group Bible study, I'm often approached for direction by group members. Because of the important lessons I hear on New Life, I'm able to give hope and spiritual guidance. Thank you for all the tools and resources you provide. So,
yep. Well, I'll tell you.
This radio,
please help us.
Yeah, this radio program reaches people in so many ways with so many issues. And it's too much held under a bushel. Its light needs to shine more, and you can help us do that with giving.
Well, and we were just talking about missions here,
there
right?
You go.
And that's what we're doing here is we're doing missions, right? The radio station, the show itself reaches people, and then when people donate, that helps pay for scholarships for people who do need to go to Every Man's Battle on Intimacy and Marriage and Restore.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody might say, well, why do you need more funds? Well, we need funds because every year the cost of what we do increases. Secondly, we want to reach people that don't listen to this radio program. And the only way we can do that, and we're only limited in how we do that, by resources to go outside of radio where men that need Every Man's Battle are and invite them to come, or where women are that need Restore because they've been hurt by a man who does not have sexual integrity. So that's, and then we have these other great projects that we want to do, and we're only limited by funds. So I hope and pray that if you want to support a ministry that's committed to Jesus, committed to the truth of the Bible, and committed to help people get whatever roadblock is in their life out of the way, understand it and resolve it and remove it, you'd help us and support us. There's a great verse, 2 Corinthians 8:12 says, "For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have." Essentially saying, if you can only give a dollar, that's acceptable if you have this willingness, and then that dollar becomes two. So don't think your gift is too small or insignificant.
Amen.
It is honored no matter what amount it is.
And I want to say something. I've been saying this to our friends, and I feel like this audience is our friend. But people have told me don't do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I've told friends who give the same amount every year, and I've been doing it for 10 years. Your giving doesn't go up, but our expenses are. So I have a private Up Yours campaign.
We're going to have to edit that.
So please. Well, somebody said they appreciated the
up
laughter.
Up Your Giving is what
yes,
you
exactly
mean.
Exactly right.
Up Your Giving.
Up Your Giving.
Yeah. I like it.
So,
That's never going to make it on the air. Hey, we love you guys. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Jill. Thanks to all who support us. Larry, give the address and what they text to it.
The address is 28950-28950, and text the word match with a G after it. Match.
MATCHG.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.